In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, we have heard the gospel from the Sunday today, the 20th after Pentecost. And the topic of this sermon is, among other things, what is the last reason for our faith, for our relationship with God? What is that point gives us the final security eventually? And we read in the gospel on different places how people have come to Jesus and they were very interested to hear his words and to see his deeds. Of course, only those people who had interest, who had a sort of desire, those people who were feeling in their heart and their soul, I'm missing something important, something essential. The world cannot give me. We want to be happy, to become happy in our life, to experience good feelings. But at a certain point, a sincere person understands that's not enough. The life is wonderful, can be wonderful, but sometimes it's very hard. And then the people are searching, what gives me the consolation, what gives me the happiness? And the people came and some people were impressed. They heard, oh, the Jesus, he's walking around the country there, the Palestine, and he is doing miracles and signs. And the people were surprised and became curious. Oh, who is that Jesus? Let's go to him. They met him, they spoke with him. Some of them became faithful, some not. Not every time the word of Jesus had success that the people became convinced that he is sent by God and he is the true begotten Son of Almighty and Eternal God who has come to reveal God's will and to save us from sin and eternal evil. Some other people have at the beginning not yet seen miracles and signs and they have heard Jesus speaking. For instance, the Beatitudes or some other words where Jesus has spoken to the people and they got impressed. Some of them not at all. They tried to find a reason how to kill finally Jesus. But those people who were feeling I need more, they got impressed by the peace and the deep grace was speaking through the words of Jesus. And they were searching more and they found and they could be witnesses of signs and miracles of Jesus. And they were trying to come closer to him and they got convinced then finally. And the miracles they saw, they have confirmed their understanding that Jesus is really sent us from heaven. I personally do sometimes like to say, and I'm deeply convinced, I would say I would pay a high price, many money, for the ability to see the peaceful eyes of Jesus Christ. His face is shining eternal love and eternal mercifulness and eternal justice, of course, also. And I can very imagine that there were many people, they had the chance to watch on the face, on the eyes of Jesus, and they understood here is something really supernatural, what the world has not known before all the centuries. So they came to the faith of Jesus. And interesting how Jesus has reacted today. We see the nobleman came and said, my son is in the process of dying. He was a good father and he did want his child to survive, of course. He loved his son. And he said, come down, do something. And Jesus has reacted by a way we were first surprised. But he has not first at all spoken to this man. This man had confidence to Jesus, but he spoke to this man, but was meaning also many others, especially the Jews who didn't come to faith. And he said, if you don't see miracles and signs, you don't believe. And Jesus this was a critical word. You don't believe. You need, in any case, miracles and signs. And you do only believe because I do miracles and signs. But we understand Jesus said, in some regards, they are great. They support our faith. But finally, would be much better you find something more. You understand that I speak the words of truth. On another place in the gospel, Jesus said, if you don't see faith and, if you don't trust me, then do believe at least because of my miracles and signs. But here we see the hierarchy of words. He said, no, miracle and signs are good, but you should be seeking for more. You should trust my words. You should recognize that I am the eternal truth, that I am sent by God, and I give the true life, the eternal life. And the greatest commandment we know, do love God, your Lord, the Lord, your God. Do love him. To love him completely, totally. This is what God is expecting from us. To love him. But we can only love what is worthy to be loved. We can only love when we do trust the object of our love. Is it a person, another person in the interpersonal contact? For instance, a friend or my husband, my wife, my children. I love them without egoism, but I can love only. Love has the tendency to the totality of my good will. And so finally, Jesus is expecting that we understand that he is good. The goodness of God has appeared in the merciful eyes of Jesus. His eternal goodness. And when a person understands God is good, he is the highest value, is confirming himself. God doesn't need any other proof that he is God. And when we find God, this access to him, and we understand that God is the eternal holiness. God is holy because his will is eternally good. And God is in some regards the moral imperative. I do very like to use this word. It means he is good and he is wishing and willing that all other people become good too. Goodness according to the words and the sense of Jesus Christ, of course. We don't speak about the love in the sense of the world has left God, but the Christian sense of love. And God is this imperative who is good, and he says, I am holy and I want you become holy. And then you can have relationship with me. Then we communicate. Then you are my very special child because you are filled with my grace. And then you do not only believe because you saw my miracles and my signs. They can help us and they do help us. But finally would be better, as Jesus himself said, when you come to understanding that I am the true God. And when a person finds God by this way, then we feel the grace in our heart. And then we feel, I have come to the final aim. I have come to the point where I am deeply convinced, and doesn't matter whether the people will persecute me, doesn't matter whether the people will say wrong accusations against me, doesn't matter if people would spread calumnies about the Church of Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church, and God Himself, Jesus Himself, doesn't matter. I understood Jesus is the eternal truth. And this is supporting me in my life. And then I don't fear the problems and so on. Okay, this is a cross then for us. But finally, we will never hesitate then in the truth that Jesus Christ is sent from heaven to save our souls. And then this union, this eternal union, will lead us in our life, and we will be convinced God is here and nobody can delete and destroy my relationship with Him, Him living in my heart, in my soul, except I am so stupid and a fool, and I do commit a sin, and especially a serious sin. So this is what Jesus has addressed to this nobleman. But we understand he has trusted to God. That's why he said, come, heal my son. I do trust you. And Jesus, there were other people present, and he has a little bit more addressed this word to them, saying, no, miracles are good. They are helping me. They are supporting me. As the entire creation is speaking the language of God. When I see the trees growing and the flowers, when I hear the birds singing, I say, that's the voice of God in the creation. Wonderful and great. And sometimes I do really like to go with my brethren to the forest and to work. And see, this is also a sort of temple of God in other way, you understand. But this is what we should be seeking. And if we have eventually not yet arrived to this point, do pray. Do intensivate your desire. And do say, God, come. God, come. Open your heart to me. Open my mind, my internal eyes. Let me understand you. Let me understand that you are the highest value. And you are absolute. It means I cannot manipulate you. Your goodness, you are good, and no man in entire history of human race is ever able to change something on that. He does not depend on our manipulations. He is perfect. He is holy. He is the eternal love. And so now in the Holy Mass, we want to die spiritually. All our mistakes, faults, sins. Who is perfect? I think nobody. And so the devotion to cooperation with Jesus. Let us put our soul, our lives, and the lives of our loved ones on the pattern. And with Jesus together, we die for the sin, for the bad, for this world. And then Jesus will change our heart by a way we will possibly experience only in the life, then in the practice. And when we will receive the Holy Communion, we will have in some regards heaven on earth. And may God give us the grace to see this truth. And finally, I want to share with you simply a personal experience. In the age of 15 years, when I was a teenager, there was a special situation. I did want to learn the old German characters, not the Latin characters, German, English, you know, and the Gothic characters. And my grandma had old prayer books printed in the second half of the 18th century, That's tradition, yeah, see, 18th century until 1980 then. And I read these books and I compared the characters. And so I learned to read these characters, but these were prayers. And I read and I prayed. And God gave me a special grace. I have first time in my life experienced emotionally the presence of God. And I have first time in my life consciously experienced, although I knew that before, but now practically, that God is holy, God is good. And this feeling has more or less, God thanks, until today not left me. And this is helping me in the life. And that's why I'm so convinced that's the real treasure when we come to understanding that God is holy. And He wants my salvation. He wants I die spiritually and join Him. And then we will find what for we are seeking in this world. And this will support us in many action in life, because I found the real point, the internal stability, because God is good, God is holy. And when I live according to His holy will, nothing in this world can separate us from His eternal love in Jesus Christ, our divine Savior. Amen. The name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.